Today on Real Radio.
Every house, every home built looks the same, my friend, from the ground up. I don't mean they're exactly the same by appearance, but they have a mailbox, they have a door, they've got a driveway, they've got a walkway, they've got windows, they've got a roof on it. Every house looks the same in that respect, but what's beneath the house is altogether different.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. We're in a presentation called Do It Yourself. It's taken from Luke chapter 6 and the last four verses. Here's a section wherein the Messiah asks one of the most soul-searching questions found in all of Scripture. Some call this section one of the hard sayings of Jesus. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
I'm talking about hardship, difficulties. You'll never know. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, according to the grace of God which was given to me, a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another one builds on it. Let each one take heed how he builds. Listen, for no other foundation can anyone lay. We read that a moment ago, but watch what happens. Stay with me. Verse 12, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones, that's great, but look, or wood, hay, and straw, or stubble, each one's work will be declared, for the day of God will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one of our works, whatsoever sort it is. There is an absolute truth about us building in our families and our lives. We'll get to that in a moment. What are we going to be building? Number two, it is this, a home that is built for life. Jesus said, and when the flood arose and the streams beat vehemently, that is with great violence, against that house, and it could not be shaken. Life's difficulties and hardships, they are the storms of life that rage against us. And listen, everyone will have storms. Listen, don't tune me out with this right now. Don't. Every one of us will have hardships. You see, well, Jack, my life hasn't had anything rough yet. Yet. Here's the thing. In life, it's going to get tough. Not only is the world just that way, but God knows the greatest way to drive truth into our lives. And there's no other way. Church, listen. You can be the greatest theologian that has ever lived, and all that means is you can answer all the questions on the test. A great theologian doesn't impress anyone. What impresses people is the sweet little lady from Pasadena who trusts in the Word of God and lives day in and day out through hardships and challenges. The Word of God is not theoretical. It is not theological. It is reality and it is life. How does that happen? By taking the Bible and the promises of God through your cancer, through your child's rebellion, through your marriage and the waves and the roughness of all that, through the difficulties of financial challenges and whatever might be going on, and starting a family and raising a home. How are you going to make it? By clinging onto the promises of God. And that separates the theoretical theologian from the practical disciple. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, that is difficulty, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Can someone say amen? Yes. Isn't that great news? Great, great news for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No one is exempt. No one gets out untouched in life's struggles. But you can make it through with Christ. Romans 5, verse 3. Romans 5, 3 says, and not only that, but we also glory in our difficulties, knowing that these difficulties produce perseverance, and perseverance our character. And character brings about hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So whenever there's a difficulty, are you going through a rough time? I can tell you this right now. You know what? You can rejoice in that difficulty. I know it doesn't feel good. You can rejoice in the difficulty because God is working within you perseverance. It's going to wind up strengthening your character. That's going to generate hope. And you are going to realize that God loves you even when it's dark, even when it's foreboding. And you'll come out on the other end so much stronger. Now, that presupposes this matters to us. And that's the danger of the age that you and I live in. We don't care about character. We don't care about hope. People don't care about character, so they rob, cheat, and steal. People don't care about hope because they can reach for a bottle or for a bunch of pills. Doctor themselves up. And that's not reality. The Word of God is absolute strength. Husband and wife, mom and dad, listen, together you're building a sanctuary at your address. You're building a sanctuary, mom and dad, husband and wife. You're building a hospital. You're building a health club, a racetrack, a castle, a classroom. You're building a training camp, a retreat, a launching pad for future generations coming out of your address to the world. Think of that. Oh, I pray, and this is one of my fears, that we don't get into this mindset of, well, I guess, you know, I grow up, I buy a house, I have kids, I live, I retire, I die. I'm afraid that America thinks like that now. Do we not have the target of achieving something eternal? Will your life and my life matter after we're gone? You say, well, you know what, who cares? Well, listen, will your life and my life matter when we stand before God? Can you and I say this morning, I'm just simply existing, and it's tough enough? That's not good. Is your life challenging? Are you on the brink, oh Lord, please, of something awesome for God? Yes, you have your job. Yes, you have your family. Yes, you have your hobbies and all that stuff. But those things technically in your heart, in your passion, your logos, pathos, ethos, really, number one is God? And everything you're doing is for the Lord? Is that the target? I pray it's your target. I was asked recently if I would consider being on a certain Christian television program. My first thought was, no way. And the Lord convicted me and said, I'm giving you an opportunity to speak truth in the light of all that stuff. Speak it. Jack, you call me Lord, Lord. Then do the things I say. Yes, sir. Why? Because he's one on our list. The third thing we see under this is, what are we going to build? A home that cannot be moved. Jesus said, because it was founded upon the rock. This is beautiful. And I want these images to stick in your mind here. It's beautiful. When he speaks about the rock, founded upon the rock, I wrote this down in my notes, and I hope it ministers to you. This is personal. Things that happen to a house or houses. And look at that thing taking that wave. I would have liked to have seen that wave before it hit. But look at that lighthouse. Is it getting wet? It's okay to get wet, but is it falling down? No, it's not going to fall down. But listen, things that happen to houses, isn't that a great shot? Now, I got to tell you, keep that up there for a second. You guys, see that guy in the doorway? A, he's a tremendous man of faith. B, he's an absolute lunatic. Or probably, C, he had no idea that that wave was coming. His back was to it. That's huge. And I know a little bit about water like you do. He didn't have much time to shut that door because that wave would wrap around it. But did the lighthouse go anywhere? No. These thoughts entered my mind. Things that happen to houses. I'm talking about a physical house. Number one, earthquakes. We live in California. Fires, we live in California. Floods, we live in California. Winds, we live in California. Termites, yep. Thieves, oh yeah. And then get in your house toilet papered. That's what happens in Southern California. That's what happens in my house in Southern California. Things that happen to houses. I can live with all that. I can recover from all of that. It's the physical stuff. You can repair and remodel. Things that happen to homes. Things that happen to homes. Carelessness, lovelessness, thoughtlessness, busyness. No more affection. No fun. No more craziness, you know? No peace, no rest. See, the other stuff you can fix. The latter list only comes from Christ dwelling in a house. The home becomes a war zone. It's the soul, the spirit of a home. But thanks be to God, we can have our homes remodeled by the love of God and by the word of God. And so, third point this morning, we need to hurry, do it yourself. Number three, and we'll end with this, verse 49. Where are we going to build it? Where are we going to build it? Verse 49. But he who heard and did not, or did nothing, is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Every house, every home built looks the same, my friend, from the ground up. I don't mean they're exactly the same by appearance, but they have a mailbox, they have a door, they've got a driveway, they've got a walkway, they've got windows, they've got a roof on it. Every house looks the same in that respect, but what's beneath the house is altogether different. Is it firm? Is it strong? Is it secure? Is it stable? Is it unstable? Is it weak? Is it shaky? What is your home? If God was to send an evaluator to your house physically, he would come to a conclusion. And what I'm saying this morning is God looks into our homes and looks into our lives, and he establishes a value based upon the foundation of our homes spiritually. Is it a spiritual, godly home? Is it real? Can someone benefit by being involved and knowing our homes? Sadly, people don't care much anymore about what's not seen regarding the foundation. The fool says he'll build it anywhere. Any place will do. Look at verse 49. A fool says anywhere will do. It says, but he heard and did nothing. He listened to what Jesus said. He heard it, did nothing. He didn't apply it. He went to church on Sunday. And went home and did nothing. I got news for you guys. I don't want to digress too much. You and I live, obviously, in Southern California. Do you know how spoiled we are? We are spoiled rotten spiritually. You want to know why? In fact, think about this. What is it, like 12 miles from here is Greg Laurie's church. Pastor David is less than 2 miles from here. Pastor Raul Reese is 4 miles from here. That's just Calvary Chapels. There's wonderful churches just down the street from here. Wonderful churches, great works of God. Over the hill, EV Free, where Chuck Swindoll used to be. Great church of God, wonderful work of God. Great works going on everywhere. And you know what? The Southern California Christian better be careful. For this one reason. We come to church and we put the pastor on a performance scale. How was he today? Oh, did you go to first or second? He was a little off at first, but he was on at second. Oh, you know what? Oh, did you go to that one service? Oh, that guy was so funny. Or did you go to that one? Oh, I went over to that one. Oh boy, it was fire and brimstone. Oh, I went over to this one because, and I went over that, and everything, it's like a parade, like New Year's Day. Not. God has flooded this area to preach the word of God, and listen, the pastors are not on display. It is not a show. The word of God is going out, and you know who is listening is the church that attends, and they better be putting it into practice rather than grading how the sermon went down. We will be held accountable. We are critiquing, was it funny? Was it long? Was it short? Was it this? Was it that? When in reality, every time one of these men of God preached the word of God, the Lord is holding us accountable for what we hear and what we know. It has nothing to do with the messenger. It has to do with God the giver and we the receiver. This is a serious thing. A fool says, well, anything I do, it doesn't matter. Two things strike me about what Jesus is saying in verse 49, as impossible and insane. Why would anyone build a house without a foundation? You know, people do that. They don't live in it. They sell it quick. Why would anyone not listen to Jesus before they build? Are you going to get married soon? Are you going to have a kid soon? Why would you not listen to Jesus about your life? He made life. Oh, I don't believe in God. You will sooner or later. I highly recommend sooner. Imagine for a moment if this building could part open and Adolf Hitler could stick his face through the roof. You know what he would say? Love God with all your heart. I was wrong. Can you imagine if Chuck Darwin stuck his face through the roof? He would say, boy, did I make a big mistake. You know what? Everyone who dies, their theology is right on right now. I don't believe in God. That man dies. Trust me, if he could come back, he would say, I believe. Everyone who's dead's got correct theology. What about now? This is very critical. Why would someone build a house without a foundation? And why would they not listen to Jesus, the giver of life? Seemingly, it's impossible that somebody would do that. But they do. It's insane. It is possible, see, my friend, to build a house without a foundation. That's the scary thing about it, is it is possible. Maybe for show, maybe for looks, maybe to impress other people. Maybe because you're really into doing it yourself. You have this amazing thing. Our lives are like houses and homes. At first glance, they look awesome. What a beautiful home. Look at that house. And second look, closer look. Well, that's a pretty nice house. See, from the road, it looks amazing. You get closer and there's a little bit of crack, needs some painting. You enter into the house and you hear things like, well, it needs some work. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, says, for the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, the word. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside into fables. And see, you and I are being sold a bill of goods. We need this, and you got to have that. And you'll never be a real successful believer or a real successful citizen unless you have this or unless you have that. Be careful. What made the foolish home builder construct a house that had curb appeal only? I'm going to give you these three things quickly. A strong desire to get rich quick, greed. A strong desire to get quick results, sometimes greed. Number two, a desire to not work hard for it, laziness. Why would somebody build a home without a foundation? Because they're blinded to the fact that they're building for tomorrow. Quick results. Don't want to put hard work into it. Failing to realize that we are building for another generation and generations to come. Verse 49 teaches us that the fool does what's convenient. Against which Jesus said the streams beat vehemently and immediately it fell. He builds his house in the riverbed where the flash flood waters meet the sea. That's the word that Jesus used here. It's pretty amazing. But watch this. Luke was Greek. Look at these pictures. Luke was Greek. And this is Luke's gospel. Luke did not grow up in this area of the world where Jesus was speaking. And so Luke presents from a doctor, a medical doctor's view, but not from a geologist or meteorologist view. He doesn't look at the weather view or the soil view of it all. What's interesting is Matthew's gospel. Matthew grew up in that area where Jesus was teaching. And notice here in your Bible, Luke uses the word earth. It's soil, like you and I know soil. But Matthew's representation of this same teaching, Matthew hears the word sand. And that's very important. Matthew 7:26. Listen, Matthew 7:26. Are you guys with me? We're almost done. Are you okay? But everyone who hears these sayings of mine, Jesus said, and does them, or does not do them, excuse me, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, Matthew records. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. My goodness, interesting word. Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful work? The only part that's scary is that there's ocean beyond the other side of that sandcastle. Great job. How long will it last? Beautiful. Seemingly some effort went into it. Was the foundation dug? No. I can tell you it was made rather quickly. Certainly that day. But on the horizon is something that could wipe it out in a second. That's very, very dangerous. Look at this picture. Already the waters of life and difficulty and pressure are coming against this little sandcastle. And on the horizon is an increasing tide. The word here for sand that Matthew uses are particulates, fragments. The word earth that Luke uses are soils, earth, ground, the world. And finally, we end here. What are we going to be building? Or where, excuse me, are we going to be building? The fool has no idea what's about to happen. It says in verse 49, and we end with this, and the ruin of that house was great. What a tragic thing. Its destruction was much easier than it should have been. That's what Jesus is warning. It shouldn't have happened that way. The destruction came and devastated. The waters, the floods, didn't have to do much to take it out. Didn't have to do much to destroy it. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:16 that the fool rages on ahead and is self-confident. My friend, I hope you don't want to build your home anymore with your own devices. I hope that there's a Bible in your house and you read it. I hope that Jesus is praised and worshiped. And I don't want you to ever wind up like the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, that there'll be those who come and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do these things in your name? And he says, I never knew you. Don't be like that. Don't be religious without knowing Christ. Don't listen to the one who says, well, let's take the easy route. Just how secure is your home? Because you will never know how sure it is until the storms come. Know that. God loves you so much, he tells you, Jack, storms are coming. And this is how you prepare for it. So be ready. You're going to be able to weather the storm. You're going to make it. There's going to be times you don't think you're going to make it. But you've made me your rock. You've made me your strong tower. You're going to make it. I understand what it's like to feel absolutely vulnerable and terrified about the storms that are coming and how things can say to us, I'm going to ruin you and I'm going to pull you down, I'm going to destroy you. But I want you to realize something. God never fails in his word and he never turns those away who put their trust in him. You will not be ruined. Never. And I want to ask you today, are you crying out to God? Are you calling out to him? This lesson Jesus teaches us is all about lordship. And it's my desire that you put him in control of your home today.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Do It Yourself, taken from the last four verses of the New Testament account written by Luke in chapter 6. It's part of our journey through this New Testament narrative of Luke, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio as we move into the next chapter. Now, recently, if you were able to listen to Real Radio during Passion Week, you were able to hear Pastor Jack's series, When Hope Arrives, talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus, the divine Messiah. Well, we're still making that available for your gift to the ongoing work of Real Radio of any amount. It's available on DVD. Just ask for When Hope Arrives. When Hope Arrives. There's more than one way to get in touch. You can call us at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. It's a toll-free number. You can also visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Or you can send in your tax-deductible contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.